Hello and welcome back to the Fantasy Footy Brains podcast, where we cover off all of the important fantasy news each week. I'm your host, Daniel, and unfortunately it's going to be a solo pod this week. Josh is actually away on his honeymoon, so I'm hoping he's enjoying himself. But we will move straight into the fantasy relevant news, and there's plenty of it this week. So we'll start with just some of the team list highlights. So for the Warriors, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck is starting at fullback with Tua Peake out from a concussion last week. That will probably only be relevant for this week, with CNK most likely just around the corner and returning, probably next week or the week after. For the Roosters, Terrell May gets a start with Collins out with a hamstring injury, so see a bit of an uptick from him and even potentially a captaincy option this week if he gets the minutes. And for the Titans, Campbell is back, Jaden Campbell at fullback, and Keanu Kinney is out, so probably a bit of a trade there for Kinney. For the Broncos, Tristan Saylor is named at fullback with Walsh out due to his facial injury. Good news for Walsh owners, he doesn't look like he requires surgery, so that should shorten his stint on the sidelines, but who knows, we don't really have a definite time for how long he's going to be out, so one to keep an eye on leading into this week. And for Parramatta, Talungi actually starts in the halves next to Dylan Brown, who's actually taken the main halfback role due to Moses being out with a foot fracture. So should see a bit of an uptick there from Brown. Generally is averaged in the 60s when Moses is out of the team because he gets all the kick meters. So another option there to look at. Because this is a solo pod this week, basically I'm just going to be going through the fan questions and giving my opinion on each player. So thanks to those that did go to our Instagram and submitted questions this week, and there's plenty of them, so I'll get through all of these and provide some options for those people that did submit them. But if you want to get involved in the podcast, feel free to send your questions to our Instagram at footybrainspod. We'll put up a story every week to gather your questions. So the first one comes from Jacob. Would you prefer downgrading Hopgood to May or upgrading Tupanua to May? Well, I think obviously you'd upgrade Tupanua to May in that circumstance. Hopgood, he most likely will be a season-long hold. His minutes will fluctuate based on what the team needs each week, but he will get around some attacking stats every second week. So Hopgood, definitely a hold. Terrell May, pretty close to a must-have at this point. Oh, don't know if I should say must-have, but he's definitely going to be getting plenty of base stats. Robbo's given him plenty of minutes in this pack, so you should expect 50 plus from him pretty much every week, even from the bench. And now that he's starting for the, you know, the next 2 to 3 weeks with Collins out with that hamstring injury, yeah, should see some good scores from Terrell May coming through. So one to get if you can this week. Obviously, going from Tupanua to May for your question there, Jacob, it's going to be hard. You're not going to need another 200k in cash, so hopefully you've got that lying around. Maybe you can sell a Kinney, or, you know, if you've got Cleary in your team and you're looking to offload him, you can get rid of him, maybe a Walsh as well, free up some cash. But yeah, definitely upgrade Tupanua to May. Question from Buzz. I've traded Cleary and Kinney to Coruscant and Teddy. Do you think that's a good trade? I think that's probably going to be one of the most popular trades this week, is Cleary, Kinney to Coruscant, Teddy. Especially looking at the players that are currently being traded in. The top percentage trade-ins this week are looking at Lockie Galvin. He's at just over, or just under, sorry, 7%. Teddy's at around 4.5%. Talungi's around 4.5%. Coruscant, 4%. And Fogarty at 4%. So Cleary and Kinney to Coruscant and Teddy, very good trade. Teddy, you're probably paying a bit more than you want to at 750k to get him in. Generally, for these prime winger fullbacks like your Tedesco's, Pappenhausen's, Turbo's, Latrell's, you know, the big guns, even Ponga, you probably want to be getting them at the sub 650k. So when they're ticking over 700k, it's obviously because they've been playing well, but ideally you want to get them at 650 or less. Generally, winger fullbacks do come down normally, especially Teddy. He's a big culprit for it. He'll go huge for a couple of weeks, you know, 60, 70s pluses, and then he'll take, you know, 2 or 3 weeks where he only gets sub 30, and that'll just see his price drop back down. Similar to what's happening with Ponga at the moment. It's only caused by a little dip in form from either the player or the team, but that's when you want to jump on them. So this week, I actually prefer going for Ponga over Teddy, just because he has dipped in price and he is under 700k. Sure, he's not 650, but it looks like with Cogger at the helm there at the Knights, Ponga might be one to jump on now. as well at winger fullback, especially now that he's under 700k. So probably one to consider there. And Ponga doesn't play, well, don't know if he's not going to play Origin, but it looks like Walsh has taken his Queensland fullback spot, so he probably won't be playing Origin, Ponga. So yeah, one to consider there for sure. Question from Nicola is, Piacora a sell? There's going to be some conflicting news about Piacora. I think he is a hold, and he's going to be a long-term, season-long hold. Started the season at 400k. I expect him to average, you know, the mid-40s, high-40s mark, and should make plenty of cash. The problem is he's just been in and out of this team with a concussion round one, now the injury. It's just, yeah, it's hard to get him into the team. So I think I'd hold Piacora if you can. If you need to sell him to make 17 this week, that I would do. I would sell him just to get 17 players on your team this week. But ideally, he's definitely a season-long hold, Piacora. Second question from Nicola. Is Jaden Campbell a buy? Yes, I think he is a buy. Do I think he's a buy this week? Ideally not. Like, especially with given the Titans' form at the moment, I think I'd try to give Campbell at least a week just to see how he's going. But if you have to make the trade this week, then just make the trade this week. He's got a break even of 33. The Titans are struggling, but I do expect him to be scoring in the mid to high 40s generally most weeks. And hopefully he can actually give the Titans a bit of spark and get some good attacking stats. So Campbell, yes, he's a buy. Ideally give him a week, but if you can't, it's fine. Jump on him. Who's the best swap for Cleary is the next question. Best straight up swap for Cleary is obviously Nico Hines, but that comes with its own issues. With the fact that Hines has a bye round six or round five, it's one of the upcoming rounds, means that you're going to lose him anyway. So ideally you want to have a player like Lockie Galvin or Ethan Strange, someone you can like slot into that half spot so that you definitely get a score for those rounds that they're on the bye. And the Panthers also have a bye as well over the next couple of weeks. So you've kind of got to make sure you have some halfbacks to fill in over the next couple of weeks. Ideally, Fogarty is probably the best option, only at just over 700k is getting, you know, the good high 50s, low 60s kind of scores that we wanted. Didn't expect him to get that, to be honest, but he's getting tons of kick meters because, you know, Strange isn't going to be taking many of those kick meters. So yeah, I think Fogarty's probably the best one just because he's going to play, but Hines is definitely up there because he gives you that captaincy option each week. So Hines or Fogarty, probably the best swap for Cleary. Question from Jacinta, what to do with Keanu Kinney? Well, he's a straight up sell at the moment. The problem is you're not really getting much cash for him. He's been very underwhelming, unfortunately, to start the season. So have the Titans in general. He's definitely a sell. I'd look to cheapies in a similar range like your Talungi. He's going to be in the halves for Parramatta for the foreseeable future, and he has a low break even. Similar with Xavier Willison. He's come into the Broncos pack because Haas is out, and he will be there for at least another month, making plenty of cash as well. So ideally, you can go sideways to one of those cheapies. If you are selling Cleary with him, like I said, which is the popular sell at the moment, Cleary and Kinney combo, I think you'd ideally go for, you know, some mid-range players in the 500-600 range, okay, mark, like a Terrell May, like a Appy Coruscant, Tedesco, like we're talking about before. You know, get a gun in with another cheapy or mid-range option. Next question, is it worth holding Cleary? Yes, there is an argument to hold Cleary. It's not the best argument just because it looks like he's definitely going to miss the next 3 weeks. The fact that the next two rounds, he'll most likely be injured. And then the round after, I think the Panthers have the bye. So most likely you're not going to see him back again until round seven, I think it is, if I'm not mistaken. And that's at the earliest. So obviously seems like a pretty clear sell, especially because you're getting 940k to improve your team and get another gun in and someone that might be on the rise, like an Appy at the moment. But I guess the argument to hold, if you have other fires in your team and you do have some salary in the bank, like for myself, for example, I know I'm holding Cleary and I think Josh is selling. I'm holding Cleary because A, I can't field 17 no matter what I do this week. And B, I really only want to pick up some cheapies anyway, because my team isn't really making that much cash. And I also already have the captaincy option in Nico Hines this week, or even Terrell Mayer or Turbo in my team. So I guess they're the options to consider for holding. Cleary, do you have another captaincy option? And can you field 17, or are you not able to field 17 this week? So if you have to sell Cleary to make 17, you sell Cleary. If you're not going to get to 17, or you already have other captaincy options, consider holding him as well. Is Tino for Terrell May a good trade? Yes, that's a good trade. I'd happily make that trade, and it frees up a little bit of cash to spend for a cheapie as well. So yeah, Tino to Terrell May, good trade. What to do if you have Cleary, Walsh, and Piacora? I think out of those three, Cleary and Walsh are the most important trades, especially because that'll free up a lot of cash for you. Cleary and Walsh, plus they're two quite expensive players, so you're probably going to need a captaincy option. Like, most likely, you probably would have had a Haas or, you know, someone else like that that got injured. So yeah, Cleary and Walsh trading off to a Hines, or, you know, even getting in an Isaiah Yeo or a Hopgood or someone like that. Someone that you can put the C on each week, yeah, is definitely ideal for you, Sam. Thanks for the question. I've got a few questions here. Should I delete the app? Is it worth even playing this season? look, for a lot of people, you do start quite high. Like for myself last year, I started, I think, around the 25k mark. Obviously not as severe this year. This year I started around the 70k mark, but I started quite high in the rankings last year and I narrowed it down to be in the top 1,000. So it is doable. And because everyone else is kind of going through the same thing you are, especially with Cleary, everyone's had Cleary and has lost him. A lot of people had Haas and lost him. Yeah, it's one of those things you just kind of have to go through some years as a fantasy coach, and you just deal with the bad along with the good. Just a lot more bad so far this year than good. So look, don't feel too disheartened if you're outside the top, you know, 10, 20, 30,000 coaches, because a lot of people are, and a lot of good people are. Like, if you look around at Instagram and a lot of the other fantasy pages, they're well outside the top 10K at the moment. Yeah, I wouldn't be too disheartened about your team. Just keep making trades and trying to fix it up as you go. Next question, is Adam Pompey a buy? No, I wouldn't go near Adam Pompey at the moment because Tshek has only been moved to cover for Tua Peake. CNK will be back in the next week or two, and Pompey most likely will be out unless he absolutely brains it and pushes their other center, Rocco Berry, out. I highly doubt that's going to happen, so Pompey I would steer clear of. Question from Sai, trading Wong, should I pick Olakau'atu or Tohu Harris? Need a keeper. Out of those two, I think I prefer Tohu Harris. Definitely a lot more consistent in having Tohu Harris in your team over Olakau'atu, but Olakau'atu can go big on the weeks that he, you know, picks up plenty of tackle busts and line breaks and things like that. If you want to take that risk, Olakau'atu is not a bad option, but in the past when Manly have underperformed, like, it takes literally an injury to Turbo or DCE and Manly's team is basically undone for the year. So I would probably stick to Tohu Harris, a lot more base stats, and gets a lot more work through the middle than Olakau'atu does in base. Question from Joe, is Lukey and Cleary to Lussick and Teddy okay? I have Hines and Fogarty already, but no hooker cover. Yeah, I guess that's another thing that I didn't really cover yet. So the fact that we're losing all the Storm players this week, especially in Grant and Pappenhausen, pretty much everyone had them in their team, especially Pappenhausen. You really need to pick up a winger fullback this week. And obviously, I guess the cheaper option is Jaden Campbell, but Tedesco's a pretty popular option at the moment. Yeah. Lukey and Cleary to Lussick and Teddy, pretty good. Lussick had a very down week last week against Manly, but if you look at that game, a lot of players did. Like, a lot of Manly and Parramatta players had a bit of a down game. The only person that had a pretty consistent game there was Moses, and he came out of it with an injury. So I think Lussick will come back to scoring, you know, high 40s, most likely, you know, 50s week in, week out. So Lussick, still a pretty good option to go, especially because he's at the low 500k mark at the moment. And Teddy, yeah, Teddy's still a good trade-in, but I think I prefer Ponga if I had to choose between the two at the moment. So slightly leaning Ponga there for winger fullback cover. Question from Midi. Seen an article saying Cleary could only be out for 1 week. Does that definitely make him a hold? I mean, that would make him a hold if he was only out for 1 week, but Do I believe every article I see? No. I mean, I've had hamstring injuries before and I don't think I've come back in a week. So I think it's most likely going to be at least 2 weeks. Hamstring injuries are one of those ones that just keep niggling at you and they're really hard to get over. So most likely Cleary's going to play it safe and he won't be back for a month, I'd say. Right after Panthers bye, I'd assume he'd be back. Another question from Mitty. Is it Blaze season? Is he the best cashy this week? I could see Blaze, you know, picking up a decent amount of cash over the next couple of weeks and probably the next 2 months. I think Moses is out for 8 weeks at the moment. Yeah, definitely a great cash cow option. Should be playing in the halves. He won't have a ton of base stats. Probably only going to be relying on tackles because Dylan Brown will most likely be doing a lot of the kicking. He has played half before, but he was more of a running half. So yeah, still going to make plenty of cash. I think his break even is in the single digits this week. I'm just checking now. Yeah, oh, zero. There you go. His break even is zero. So he's going to make cash definitely this week. I could see him probably scoring in the low 30s week in, week out. So yeah, definitely going to make cash over the next couple of months. And another question that's a bit more out there. Kai Pierce-Paul a buy considering Tyson only came off due to a niggle. So I don't think Frizzell came off because of an injury. I think he was rotated through the middle and therefore they wanted to give him a bit of a spell during that game. Kai Pierce-Paul is a very interesting one and one that I have been contemplating this week. He is 550-ish K, so he is quite expensive, but it looks likely that he's going to be holding that edge spot and could be playing 80 minutes, especially because Dylan Lucas is amongst the reserves. I think I'd like to see it for one more week before I jump on KPP. If he does play 80, I could definitely see him being a good buy next week. The only issue is he's going to be in the high 500Ks, like 570, 580K next week if he scores a 50. So if you're willing to take a risk and jump on him early, you could benefit from that, but he could also go back to only playing, you know, 50-ish minutes and a bench and getting rotated off the bench. So, yeah, definitely a risk there. But I think if he can seal an edge spot there at the Knights, he could be playing 80. And it's not out of this realm for him to average around a 50, maybe the low 50s, especially when you look at his base stats. He's making 35, 36-ish tackles on average in his minutes if he gets 80. So yeah, one to consider with a good base. Question from Mark. Don't have halves cover. Who would you suggest? Well, obviously trying to replace Cleary, I guess. So Strange and Galvin are the two cheap ones. Definitely have to have Galvin. Lockie Galvin is probably the best cheapie we're going to see this year, averaging 50 and a negative 17 break even. So if you don't get him this week, it looks like he's going to rise by about 70 odd K this week. So definitely have to get Galvin in this week as just obvious cover for Hines. And Strange is another good one to have. I did see a question as well on one of our Instagram posts around Talungi being a half. He won't become a half until after round 6, when most likely Cleary will be back anyway. So I wouldn't classify him as a half if you wanted to use him as such in the future. Yeah, you're going to have to wait a couple of weeks before that'll happen, but it should happen after round 6 because Moses will most likely be out until round, I think, 8, 9 at the earliest. So yeah, at least you'll get DPP Talungi, but you won't be able to use him to cover for Cleary while he's out. And that pretty much covers all of the major questions. A lot of repeat questions, so don't really want to cover everything too much. There was a question about SJ being a potential cover. I don't mind Sean Johnson as cover for Cleary. I just think he's still a little bit too expensive at 800K, and he's still coming down. So I could see him still dropping another 50, 60K and then being a good buy in the low 700K mark. So SJ, probably a little bit too early to jump on him. Hines, you're definitely getting at a better price. And yes, Hines is also on the way down, but he's a safer captaincy option, I think, than SJ is at the moment. So that's why I haven't really considered Sean Johnson as halves cover yet. Righto, that pretty much wraps it up for the Footy Brains podcast this week. Sorry, it's only a solo act from me, but we'll be back to our regular programming with Josh next week. So can't wait to see you then. Hope you brain it this week.